A remote district in India known as Ladakh is probably the last place the average traveler would want to visit, but not writer Andrew Harvey. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Harvey was born in India, educated in England, and teaches in America. Late in his young life, he heard about the almost inaccessible land which he writes about in his book, A Journey in Ladakh.
It's part of that very high mountain plateau that's created by the clashing of the two mountain ranges that make up the Karakorams and the Himalayas. It's now to be found in the upper north side of Kashmir state. So it's part of Tibet geographically and historically, but now part of India.
Ladakh is not easy to reach.
You get to it, a long two-day journey of great craziness in a bus from Srinagar, which is the capital of Kashmir. I think that tells you how remote it is and how strange it is, but really what makes it unique is that it is a very high mountain plateau surrounded by the most extraordinary mountains in the world.
Harvey says Ladakh is much like the mysterious valley in the novel Lost Horizon.
Its religion is Tibetan, its people are mostly Tibetan, its social practices are Tibetan, and the whole atmosphere of society is Tibetan. So therefore, going to Ladakh was for me a pilgrimage also to Tibet, because ever since I was a child, as I think I say in my book, I've been absorbed by Tibet and read everything I could get my hands on.
In fact, Harvey says Ladakh resembles the way Tibet was before it was dominated by the Chinese communists.
The intensity of the landscape and the drama of the seasons demands that people live very simply. They live very well. They have richly stocked fields. They have a very simple diet. They have beautiful, strong stone houses of great elegance. And they've simplified and purified their lives down to a few essential things.
For Harvey, going to Ladakh was the first step in a profound spiritual awakening. In Journey to Ladakh, Andrew Harvey not only writes of the land and its people, but of how the philosophy of Buddhism changed his life. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Andrew Harvey's obsession with Tibet led him to a nearly unreachable district of India known as Ladakh, the last outpost of Tibetan Buddhism. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
My book began because I really was fed up with living in England. I was fed up with my life. I was fed up with being an academic. I was fed to the teeth with my friends. I think this is a standard for young men in their early 20s. And I decided very much that I wanted to go back to India because I always felt that in India I would find the meaning of my life.
Andrew Harvey was born in India and educated in England. A three-day bus trip took him high into the mountains, where he encountered the leader of Ladakh's main Buddhist monastery.
He had infinite kindness and simplicity of heart and great wisdom, and I was able, by some miraculous stroke of luck, to spend a lot of time with him and to talk with him and to, most of all, to watch him, to see this man who was half priest, half king, half doctor, work and move among his people. Was one of the great educations of my life.
Andrew Harvey's pilgrimage to Ladakh altered the course of his life.
I learnt to be able to begin to feel the essence of Buddhist wisdom, which is that man is infinite and limitless, and that salvation is possible.
And Harvey emerged from the mountains committed to Buddhism, which he says is as compatible with Western society as it is in Ladakh itself.
It's not really a religion, it's a philosophy, it's an approach to existence. And I think I'd go further. I'd say I wouldn't really be a Buddhist if I was just sitting in the mountains meditating, because I've never had to put it into practice. It's a great challenge to try and preserve clarity and patience and loving kindness in the marketplace.
Andrew Harvey, who as a poet has given his book A Journey in Ladakh a lyrical and mystical quality that sets it quite apart from the average travel guide. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.